I actually, Kevin, there's a guy that goes to, has a kid in the same class as Freddie, so preschool, who's bald, no beard though, but probably like 10 pounds skinnier than you. And I feel like it's a, I've never seen the look. I feel like he pulls it off. It's a good look.
My problem is I don't have, like, when I shave my beard, it's almost like my beard emphasizes my jawline, where some people just have like a really good.
Yeah, maybe it's a jawline.
It's like they have like a really sharp face where my beard emphasizes it, but some people, like, they don't need that. Like, yeah, they can just, and I just look like a baby when I shave my face.
I just think if you have no beard, you have to be like fit and bald.
Yeah, and just be like genetically gifted.
Yeah.
I've been trying to fish you guys to ask me what my drink is.
What's your drink, Cabby?
I just mixed vodka and whatever this shit was in my fridge.
Some gross.
That's good.
It cleans out the pipes.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold
on to each other's hands. How long have you had this empty can of Drano?
It's full. I bought it at the store and it's been sitting on my counter, and I was mixing a drink. I'm like, oh, I want to make this joke. It's like, that's what I used as my mixer.
Better question, how long have your pipes been clogged?
I feel like I live in a world where my bathtub is constantly overflowing.
Do you shave in it?
No. I don't even have hair. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I did use bar soap for a while, and I have realized that since I've stopped using bar soap and used body wash, my bathtub is a lot cleaner.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe there's none of that residue.
Yes, that like soapy residue like really backs up. All right, yeah. We really need to get into the pod.
I like that.
Now, we have a tight agenda today. I'm fucking ready to go. I prepared. We're going to do this. Welcome. I'm hearing feedback of my own voice. Where am I hearing that?
Is it me?
I don't hear any. Me. Dennis, do you hear any feedback?
No.
Right. It was Dennis earlier when I
turned
down
my headphones a little bit.
Hello. No, I'm good now.
Yeah, you're really quiet now, though.
Hmm.
Or, Owen, are you quiet? Talk.
Hi.
We don't have time for jokes like that.
But that was a good one.
Those are the kind of jokes that get me in trouble, Lee.
Oh, do you get in trouble for going too late?
I get in trouble from you guys for letting it go too long.
So is Megan mad when it's like...
No, she doesn't give a shit. She's already been in bed for like an hour. So
Gets in trouble? Who's getting you in trouble?
You guys.
You're sleepy in the morning. Like, if I don't get enough
we
sleep.
Get mad that it's 8 yeah. o'clock and it's
you're like,
okay.
Why haven't we talked about the show yet?
Well, Kevin, you're always like, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Push it off.
Well, let's get to something now. Welcome to the first. Dennis, am I still quiet to you?
Just keep going. I'll fix it.
Okay. Welcome to the first ever Pick Freaks stakeholder meeting. Oh my God, I hear myself still. Nope, it's good now. Are you guys excited for the first ever Pick Freaks stakeholder meeting?
Can't wait to see what my investment has turned into.
We sold all
$30 a month Riverside investment. What has this turned into?
I'm paying $25 a month for analytics and hosting.
I'm paying $12 for the captions.
You pay for that?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, send them to me. I'll get you the captions. I can do whatever. Month? Yeah, man. It's good
Are
captions.
You fucking kidding
I'm sorry,
me?
I did not realize
you guys
that.
Would probably be way better with this app than I am, but it could do a shit ton.
And we can get it in like different languages or something.
Yeah, you could do it. It does it all. It's crazy.
All right. Well, this is the kind of stuff we're going to get into.
We got to get our expenses down. We didn't even know where we were spending our money.
We're sort of like that meme. I always laugh at that meme where it's like on Twitter, it'll be like, here's my budget, $12 for food, $9 for electric. $1,500 for Nike Air Jordans. Tell me where my budget is wrong. All right, so we have been doing this podcast for over a year now, not even counting our other venture, Peak Freaks, which we're not going to get into, but we thought it would be a great time to take a good deep look at the business. And that means it's funny to think of it as a business. That means we got to look at three key things today. We're going to look at the numbers. We're going to listen to some feedback from the pickheads. Shout out to Moneymaker for coining that term. Hasn't really caught on quite yet, but I have a good feeling it will. And brainstorming plus implementing strategies for growth. Now, are you guys excited?
I was going to boo for a second. But you asked if I was excited. So yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah, I want to retire next year. So yes, this is the plan.
That's the end game. But before we get into the brass tacks, I just got to ask you guys, after a year, what are some of your highlights, or what is your highlight from over a year of podcasting? Dennis, go.
This is me after coming off a week break of a mental health week of the burnout of the podcast. I couldn't imagine being a listener. I look back and I think some of the peak moments for me, Barbenheimer, that was fun to do that.
Just fun to go see it and experience it where you normally wouldn't have.
And talk about it. I think Owen's hate for Hamilton, that was a good podcast. I like the Friday night ones that, you know, a little too much drinking. I think the marathon playlist one, that was one of my favorite episodes for you, Kevin.
That's where we funny. Made the playlist. I think I have that one slated to be mentioned later, but in a non-favorable way.
I always think about the holding my breath one. I don't know why.
Oh, that was a really fun one.
It came out of nowhere. Like that sort of, those are the types I like where it's
those
like
organic moments of.
Yeah. Or we watch something like, I think of the Infinity Pool and then I think of the breath one or Another Round, like where we watch something where
we're the whale, where you're actually living it while doing it almost, or like.
Well, I was going to say more like it's a pleasant surprise for all of us. And none of us knew how it was going to be going in. And we all liked the movie or whatever.
I agree with that too, Dennis. But I do also like, and I don't think we could do this every week, but like where it's like you watch something, not only watch it, you like engulf yourself in it. Like I'm watching The Whale this week. I'm going to eat as much food as I can. And for me, it was like two buckets of popcorn. But what were your highlights from a year of podcasting?
This is going to sound very lame, but I just enjoy, I don't have a lot of friends out here. So it's nice to look forward to talk to you guys and laugh and get along.
So dumb.
I really mean it, though. That's the thing.
Mute them.
That's true. Just being able to cut the shit with the boys, especially as I've learned from being in a relationship, when you are just like, women and men, I'm going to say it, hot take, they're different.
What? That actually is a hot take, I think, nowadays. I don't think you can say that.
True, no. If I had to picture like a perfect metaphor, this is just off the cusp. I'd say like men are from Saturn and women from Pluto.
Nissan.
That's like my first gut reaction on where men are from and women are from. But that makes sense. Original, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outside of that, I mean, I'm with Dennis on the ones that we like, ones that we're not expecting to like the movie. We watch it and then we all come in with different opinions and then we're like, man, I actually really enjoyed that. That's the best. When we don't really like what we watched, it's low energy. We talked about it and can be boring.
That, I mean, there's so many times where we all watch something with differing opinions and then we come away from it, like, appreciating it. I heard that.
It's like, a LaCroix, though. Not cool.
There's so many times where that happened, where you're like, oh, like, I didn't really get that part of the movie, or I didn't really get that part of the song. Like, it does, just like getting together as a group and kind of talking it out makes you appreciate the thing as a whole. Oh, yeah.
I was just, before we came on, I was listening to Frankly, Mr. Shankly. Wow. I remember not liking that song. And just this podcast made me, it's kind of just slowing down and just actually analyzing something.
And getting multiple perspectives on these parts.
And not just reading some article or some Twitter thread about it. You know,
some fucking Reddit nerd who just like comes off with the hardest take, and then you get stuck with that as the only take. Like, it's nice to have an optimistic viewpoint on everything.
Yeah, I do agree with Owen. It does fulfill my friendship bucket, and in such an easy way where I can just like go to bed after an hour and a half compared to, you know.
Yeah, you don't need to kick us out of your house like you did back in the day. So hanging abruptly.
Out and then figuring out, like, how the fuck do I leave this bar without anyone knowing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, my favorite part, and this is probably a more recent thing, but I like recording the podcast can be a grind sometimes. Watching the content can be a grind sometimes. But after you get the finished product, and we're like trying to come up with clips from it, is so much fun to me. Just like to like reflect on the moments that were funny. It's like being a friend, like just like, holy shit, that was so funny. And then to have like visual proof of that funny moment, and then to be able to splice it together perfectly and try to like encapsulate that moment is really fun for me.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, that is awesome to like edit the video clips together. It's like the most fun, I feel like.
Damn, so fun that you don't do it anymore, Dennis.
Well, Dennis puts a lot of heart into it, which I understand like can be a lot of work.
I get that. How long does it typically take you? Say you have the whole outline, you know what you're doing, you don't need to search for anything.
It depends on like how wacky I get.
Dennis puts the wackiness into it. I don't mess with the wackiness. I just want to get the raw stuff. But Dennis will add like these little flares that are really fun.
I would say like an hour.
Okay.
For a clip.
It gets like 200 views. It's great.
There was one clip that took me like like 2 hours. The I think it was the True Detective one. One of them where I had someone licking something.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one, though.
Not many. All right, it was too much.
Speaking of licking something, I just want a quick low light from you guys. Give me one low light of podcasting. Owen, start with you. Low light being like an anti-highlight.
Okay, I got that. I wasn't contemplating what that word
meant. How low is this light? Is it on the floor?
Example being like...
I got it. It's going to take me a second, though. Scheduling is really a pain in the ass, but that's not... I don't feel like that's good for like actually saying what I like and dislike about the podcast.
No, I think there's a lot of people who like think they can do a podcast and don't realize how much effort just goes into getting three people together. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Especially Owen, different time zone.
Oh, yeah,
I think that's the biggest issue.
Yeah, but I'm shocked how late you guys are up. By the time you guys start this podcast, when it hits 9:30 here, I'm already in bed.
Dude, so I'm in bed at 9:30 every... That's why it's sometimes so hard for me to get on this podcast, because I'm usually in bed by now.
Man, dedication. I'd say that's the hardest part, is making it sometimes a priority. Like, there's two other things that I was potentially going to do today. I was like, I need to go on the podcast today. I'll do those things later. So...
What were you going to do?
Real estate meetup.
Oh.
Oh, that would be a nice way to make some friends.
Better for your future.
I'm there. I know. I've gone to a lot of them, so it's not like...
Have you made any friends?
I'm not really looking for friends there. I'm looking for opportunities. But I mean, I know a handful of people that I talk to every time, but I'm not going to catch up with them.
People can see like friendship and opportunity as the same thing. Like, hey, that friend can also bring me joy and business. Dennis, what about you? Any low lights?
You're talking about mixing business and pleasure, Kevin.
It happens. It's
dangerous.
It happens.
I feel like it's very hard for me to listen to the podcast. I probably only listen to like 1 in 5 of them. I've experienced it and I can't listen to it.
Is it you that you can't listen to and you don't like to hear the way that you sound?
No, I always sound better than I thought I would sound.
Yeah.
I feel like during the podcast, I feel like I ramble a lot, but then I don't know if it's Kevin's editing or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like sometimes it feels exhausting to do it, but I like doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does. It's rewarding, but anything rewarding is going to be a little bit of work.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just so hard because I have to put my kids to bed, lay in their room for 45 minutes, basically fall asleep and then come down here and do a podcast. But that's why I get my drink and I'm good.
So, that's her diet. That's why I have to drink. Like
if I wasn't drinking, I'd be.
It has to be boring. Like a nightcap. It has to be like celebratory. Yeah. I get
and
that.
Dennis, I am with you when you can't listen to it. I enjoy listening to it and I laugh like the whole way through because I forget about things. But I hate when I'm trying to explain something and I'm like, oh my God, you fucking idiot. Like, get it out. That is so bad. So those parts hurt where I feel very, and sometimes it interrupts my mood.
I also imagine Kevin must like end up hating us just the way he knows how we talk now. Same sort of shit we say.
No.
Rambling. Really? No.
I think you guys are interesting. And I honestly feel more connected to you. Like, I can take what you bullshit you're trying to say and then turn it into what you are saying. If that makes sense. Like you can be like, ooh, and I can just get rid of those and just like get to the core of what you're trying to say. And
it's edited at those parts are edited. how bad are we?
Yeah, Kevin, I have a question. What is the most annoying thing that each of us do? And include yourself.
My laughing is terrible. I have to find, but I think it's so cringy to me that like I have to
move past it, Kevin.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
You guys don't have any words that you say. I don't know. I don't have an answer to this one off the top of my head. There's nothing that bad.
I'm with really you on the laughing though, Kevin, because I hate my I can't do that. You guys laugh really hard, and I'm not a. It takes me a lot to laugh really hard, even though I think things are really funny.
Yeah, and I would say like if I'm laughing on pod, it is a very genuine laugh. Like so. It's rewarding in that sense, but like I sometimes like from an audio level, it's obnoxious. I don't know. You guys both ramble a ton, and I definitely have cut out like you. If you're talking for a minute, I will take probably 30 seconds out of that and turn it into like I will turn a minute of your guys' thought into 30 seconds of
thought.
That's
really good because when I'm listening, I don't notice that.
Because it's probably how you were thinking, but you just weren't like getting it out right. Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to think of things and get it out.
There was one time I was editing a clip for the Oscars, and Owen was basically trying to say that he watched all the Best Picture films. And it was like a minute and a half. He's like, I watched all the films that were number one, and they were like the best ones. And I had like... condense it down to like, I watched the Best Picture films.
That reminds me of something else that happens a lot. It's like, I'll hear you guys use a turn of phrase that's so wrong. Like someone will be like, you know, there's plenty of sea in the fish. Sometimes I'll try to fix it and sometimes I can't. It's just like,
that's
fucked it up.
I feel like that's me a lot because I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, what the fuck is that saying? And I just throw in a different word. And when I'm listening to the podcast on the drive, I know that fucking word immediately. I was like, how did I not know that?
That's why it's good to be a little buzzed.
Yeah.
You don't
I'm better at talking without being buzzed. I know that.
All right. Well, my low light personally, outside of just like trying to market this shit and edit this shit and like get it uploaded in time, is just sometimes watching the content and having to take notes. Like a show like True Detective, like sometimes I miss just like watching it and just not having to like process everything in real time, like actually having to like try to understand every little nuance, try to capture every thought I have. That can be pretty frustrating, but it's also, I'm glad I do it. It makes me enjoy stuff more.
God, that show sucked. What a bummer of a show.
I thought you liked it.
No, the ending was terrible.
Ending ruined it.
It was good up until like the last two episodes. And then you're like, what? How did they screw this up?
Lisa loved it.
It was like a feminine. It was like a female empowerment show at the end. Like, it was.
Yeah. I actually fell asleep the last 30 minutes.
Sarah hated it. It came because it's a female empowerment show.
At the end, and they really like forced it in there. But That reminds me, we have our next topic of conversation here, and this is really, really important. Dennis recently peeked into the books of our downloads recently and he was awakened to a world of pure torture.
Pump up those numbers though.
How about this? For every number I say, should I like times it by 15 just for exaggeration? No,
add purposes? Zeros. Add two zeros. Yeah, two zeros.
Because we're a transparent podcast.
Kevin, you're gonna have, because if people start hearing that we have like 100 listeners and that gets out. And people be like, why the fuck are they still doing this? We need to have people be like, oh shit, they're actually listening to some, so I could recommend this to my friend, because I know it's not just me that likes the show. There's a couple other thousand other people that do like it. So we need to
tell that how many listeners we have. They're always a little impressed. So I don't know if that's...
I think so. It's not bad.
You've been giving out the real numbers?
Yeah, to Lisa and my brother-in-law.
It's always surprising to me.
Fine. Those people are fine, because I told Sarah, and Sarah's right. Like, that's pretty good, too. So
here's what I'm going to do. For every number I say, I'm going to add a $50 to it. So, like, if I say, like, one...
$50?
$9.
You're mixing, like, different types of numbers here. Values. I'm going to add a square to it.
People like money, so that sounds better.
We're up to 60 listeners and $50.
Yeah, how many gex we got here?
All right, so, yeah. How about this? So, like, if I say 50 or 1,500... No, this isn't gonna work. How about we just give the real numbers?
Be honest.
All right.
Fuck
no. First, you
add another zero to it.
Add a zero.
Okay. All right. That let's add one more zero to everything we do.
Is this staying in the pod when we're mentioning this part? But okay.
No, like we're looking at the numbers. First section of this pod is we're looking at the numbers. Our total downloads for Pick Freak so far is the most disappointing number of all time. It is 22,600. Think about like a normal YouTube video, and that's
22,600.
I'm going to use the real numbers here. Yeah, that's too unrealistic.
This is like when you steal and you're like, shit, we did too much, and there's no going back. That's just
and you preface it with like how disappointing. If you actually said that, I'd be like, holy fucking shit.
Well, here's how I think about it. Okay, so it's 2,266 downloads for all of our episodes, which doesn't sound like a lot when you think of like a YouTube video, but this is people downloading and listening to an episode for probably more than 10 to 15, 20 minutes. Like, I guess that's kind of a lot.
That's great. Those are really great numbers.
I think some people that downloaded it. Okay.
I can account for like three people that I know that listen. So that's where.
And then another three are
that's
going
to reflect on my.
To it.
Yeah, that's going to reflect on my feedback, because I didn't get a ton, but I got some. Well, I listened to it once. I don't listen to it twice.
Sometimes
so it's just
I'll
a long
have
time.
To check.
Who's listening to this twice?
Well, Kevin was trying to say, and then you listened to it, and I, like, it made it sound
I
was going
to listen to it on Spotify for like 10 minutes to make sure it worked, and then listen to it on Apple Podcast for 10 minutes to see if it worked.
Yeah. That's the only thing I don't like about the analytics. It seems, how long do you have to listen to before it captures
it? I don't
captures
feel
it?
Like anybody knows, or I just haven't spent the time researching
it's
it.
A full episode, for sure. All the way through.
Three times. All right. Well, here is the more positive number. Like, I think these are way more promising. Our average episode downloads right now are 57. So that means every episode
570.
570.
That's too low.
Every episode we've had has had at least 57 downloads, which I think is really good.
I think that's good.
For 57 people to actively download this.
I'm taking notes like this matters on my bracket.
It's literally his March Madness.
Yeah. And I just put down 57 downloads. I have no, there's nothing after that.
That's a typical meeting for any of us. Just, oh, I heard
that's
a
what
number.
I, that's what I felt like I was in. That's why I started taking notes.
This might come back if somebody questions me with a number. Oh, and how many downloads did we have?
57. 570, actually.
And our average weekly downloads is lower, which I don't know what that means. We have 42 average weekly downloads.
Nah.
Wait, what's that? That doesn't make any sense then. If it's 50,
our average episode downloads is 57. Our average weekly downloads is 42.
Is okay. It because we haven't uploaded every single week?
It totally could be, yes. And how also, like, just, it's more just like if somebody, yeah, because people are catching up on this podcast.
There's probably certain episodes that have more downloads.
Yeah, oh, they're bringing totally up
the average download.
I was going to get into that next.
Yeah. Okay.
And also sometimes, like, we'll release an episode and like 10 people will listen to completely different episodes in a given week. Like, they're just like picking and choosing or catching up or, but I think this is by far the most interesting number. These are just the top 5 most popular episodes so far. Number 5.
I actually enjoy doing this. So,
can we guess one of them?
Yeah, yeah. Guess it. Just try to pick one that was in the top 5.
I'm gonna pick number one. Dennis, you saw the stats. You dug into the stats. What do you mean that you get a guess? You just fucking know all of them.
This is a guess.
He doesn't remember these.
All right.
I do know Squid Games is number one.
Yes, by far. Like by.
We need to get your dad back on the game show and then back on the pod.
That's the key. We'll get every into week growth we need later. Game show.
Chasing Mr. Stu.
We just got to fucking lie. Dude, we just got to lie. These big game shows, you didn't even see your dad on there.
That's true. That's so
okay.
True.
Write this down. Strategy number one, lie.
All right. Add a zero and lie.
We don't have time to guess. Number this 5.
Week? NCAA.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's just go through it.
Okay.
True Detective Night Country, number 5 most downloaded. I don't know how that happened. That one doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe it was relevant. Number 4, College Football. That one makes total sense to me. Something everybody loves that we didn't quite understand just kind of happened to coincide. 1989 Taylor's Version was number 3. Something everybody loves. Actually, there's that new Taylor Swift album coming out tomorrow, by the way.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Well, we can't do 2, but that'll get views. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, I have a flaw in my system because I just realized I'm listing 6, not 5. So number 3 was Wolf of Wall Street, which I would just argue was a great podcast.
Damn, that one was a ton of fun.
That one was good. We covered some movie.
George is on that one, right?
George is clearly the X Factor. Number 2, by far the most surprising, was our Christmas playlist.
I'm
that
so
must
shocked
have just
by that.
Been timing. That must have just been like people are bored during Christmas time. We had something semi-interesting to talk about that kind of people care about.
I think a lot of people just had time to kill too. Everyone has off. And if you're off for 5 days and you're at home, you're like, what the fuck do I do? Nothing's open or things are open, but they're packed. So I think people just had downtime.
And then number 1, The Deepest Breath, a documentary that Dennis chose.
No way.
No, he's lying, you idiot. It's Squid Games.
Squid Game the Challenge by like 150 downloads.
I didn't choose Deepest Breath. Owen did.
Oh, did you really? Okay.
Yeah.
That one was huge just because my dad posted it in his WhatsApp with all the contestants, and then I posted it on the Reddit. So we'll talk more about that when we get into the growth section. Man, we're running low on time already. Okay, least popular episode.
30 minutes in.
You guys mind if I run through these?
We're starting to get mad at Kevin already. Hurry up, Kevin, go.
All right. I can't remember if I ordered this from lowest to highest, but here's our bottom 6. The Smiths 2024 Oscar special, which is so upsetting.
What?
Considering how much work we put into it.
It's like one of the most worked ones.
And by far the most interesting.
I watched all the top first best movies. That was a deep cut right there.
But seriously though, like that's a great pod. And
yeah, fuck off,
I would never
listeners.
Want to do that one.
Yeah, we have shitty pick ends.
Here's 2 shitty ones from us: Citizen Kane and Sunderland Till I Die.
Yeah,
who are those for?
Those are bad picks.
Dude, Citizen Kane, I'm so happy we watched
it. It changed my life.
I agree.
Yeah.
It changed my life. And then I liked Sunderland Till I Die. Like, I don't regret
I wrote
doing
a fucking
those.
Song for that. Put my heart and soul into that.
I got another one that's going to upset you. Another one in the bottom. Top 15 favorite movies / letterbox playlist.
We that one was our a little out there.
Yeah, that one was a little chaotic in terms of.
Oh, man.
And the last one on my list of bottom six was 2024 goals and Rocky.
2024 goals is low, too?
Yeah. People don't give a shit about our aspirations.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at these. I did write them all down. It was very helpful because I'm looking at them. And you could kind of write a story as why this worked, why that one did it.
Yeah. So what's the story of which ones work other than the Squid Games one? Because that one was kind of an outlier.
Far reaching. So college football and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Those are huge reaches.
True Detective.
Christmas playlists as well.
Everybody watched that.
Yeah, you know, Wolf of Wall Street. Everyone has also watched all of those. So, on top of Christmas being a holiday podcast, like I said, there's just so much downtime during the holidays. I think whatever you put out then.
And I would say, this might be a stretch, but 65% of people have heard Christmas music before, at least, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a confirmed stat. Actually,
I would maybe 60, a little higher.
64,
not higher, if not higher. 65% of people have heard a Christmas song before, so take what you want with that stat.
I do agree. Where I think, even though it's more interesting to talk about like new stuff, it might be too new. Like what we're talking
agreed
about.
Agreed. You kind of have to find somewhere between evergreen and new.
But you also got to find something that's. We have to be like, this is going to be a hit. People are going to watch it, so we need to get on top of it to get the listens.
I think Dennis is on the money with it. Like, True Detective was obviously a new show, but like we didn't talk about True Detective. True Detective Night Country most of the time. We talked about True Detective, like in a very evergreen show. We talked about college football, a very evergreen thing. Like,
where did Ghostbusters and Forrest Gump fall?
Somewhere right in that meaty part of the middle.
That's
and
what I'm like,
I
that's
also
can't be it.
I did not account for recent stuff because they were like still in like the to be determined phase. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see where those ones go. But I do think Dennis is right. Like, I think we have to find that like sweet spot of like what's evergreen and relevant at the same time.
What does evergreen mean? I've never heard
evergreen
that.
Just means like it's something people are always kind of talking about or kind of like always relevant.
But I do think for growth wise, it's easier probably to get more listens on new stuff if we post in the right spot.
Yes, exactly. Yes. If you can tailor it to the right audience.
But if we're just throwing it out there, then it's like, okay, do stuff people know. So I guess it's the strategy we have to figure out.
Bonjour. Je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
Yes, what is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
Not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram. And to give us 5-star rating, you can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Kevin, any, go?
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents' guide, a new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
All right, well, I think that's a really good segue to our next section of the pod, which is listener feedback. I gathered up from a bunch of text messages a list of some feedback. I don't know if you guys want me to start with mine or start with yours.
I think you probably have the best. I probably have the worst amount of feedback.
Yeah. What did Lisa say?
I have Lisa on my list.
Lisa's not a listener. She basically, the only time we ever talk about it, she's like, you got your podcast tonight? And I said, yes. So no real feedback on that. My kids think that this is my job and they know your names. Lisa's dad is a fan of the clips. He mentions them and he was in my basement. He said, oh, this is where you pod. and I felt kind of embarrassed about it. But
oh, that's kind of cool. I'm glad that he likes it. I'm proud when like a family member like likes us being funny.
Yeah, and then my family, no one listens to it. I know my sister and her husband listened to it one time, and they said they were cracking up, but they said it felt like they were in my basement with my friends, and it was just too much, too many jokes.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, too many jokes?
That and you're cracking up? What's wrong with that? I don't get it. Like, yeah. Bad intel.
No, let's just summarize that. It's, I was having too much fun.
Yeah.
That's why I hate Cedar Point. That's why I hate.
I think they were afraid they were going to crash the car because they were laughing so hard. So
that's or they were just quote. Like, they were just jealous maybe that they aren't as.
Maybe. I don't know. Get the gab. Whatever that means. But other G-O-G. Feedback I got was from.
No, this Drew. Is all anonymous.
Oh, from a guy that loves Chinese food.
That's not your friend.
Where's this at?
It's on the Instagram.
It sounds like he doesn't like the album ones. This guy.
Not a music guy on the record.
Who is?
Yeah, he's not. He's not. But he's probably our biggest fan. So I'm gonna take what he says and really listen to it.
Okay. Tell me who it is. Okay.
So, yeah. Not a fan of the album ones. He likes the movie and playlist ones.
Yeah,
the most.
So he likes... Okay, so the album reviews could go. The playlist choices could stay.
Yeah. I think the playlist ones are... Because you can get a pleasant surprise of like, oh, I like that type of music.
Yeah, and hear a lot... And it's a lot easier for us to like throw in songs, at least for me personally, to like... throw in songs in the edit and like whereas like if I were to have to download and add all like clips from that new Vampire Weekend album, like where do you even splice that song? Nobody even knows that song.
I did also get a text from George who's been I can name him because he's been on the podcast. I think he probably sent you guys the same text because it's only about Kevin.
Nope, because I only got one about you.
I didn't
I'm guessing
get it.
Kevin has one only about
oh,
me.
Oh wait, maybe I did get
oh
it.
Okay. So maybe this should be anonymous. I forget if we'll figure that out. Dislikes Kevin singing. Kevin. Do you sing a lot?
I sing so much. But it's not even like a force. It's just I realize that's just part of my personality.
Well, stop it.
Okay. All right,
he's living in the same city as you now. So
I agree with the second point he has. Talking about his marathon.
Yeah,
that's
annoying.
Fast.
Agreed.
I don't notice that.
And then use of PowerPoints.
No. He needs to use them more?
No, he doesn't like when Kevin uses PowerPoints.
Well, not me. I never used a PowerPoint.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's not
on the podcast he was on.
Use of PowerPoints for us.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense because no one can see
that.
That
doesn't translate.
Well, when we put it on the YouTube, we should cut those ones, put those full sections on YouTube.
All right, let me rifle through on. My feedback.
Wait, I got
George.
The likes from this guy.
Okay.
Kevin. Okay. He likes when Kevin speaks on controversial topics like he's a subject matter expert.
That sounds a little bit
backhanded.
Yeah. Okay.
Take it as a compliment.
I guess you're good at that. I do, and my only
Kevin
feedback
has
too,
increased his drinking heavily since he started hearing this guy. Of this negative shit. I can't think of the word.
Jungle, dude. How funny would it be in college? If you emptied that, cleaned it, and filled like, it up with like jungle juice.
Like, so right. Just for the podcast listeners, if you like fake poured a thing of Drano into the jungle juice, yeah.
Oh, that would be funny. If people thought you fucking ruined it, that would be hilarious.
No, I'm saying you drink out of it. Like,
no, that's been done. That's been done. No one's ever taken Drano and pretended to ruin the whole punch. That would be fucking funny.
And just see which fucking jock will step up to the plate.
Yeah, who wants to beat the shit out of Kevin?
No, I'm just like, which guy's like, fuck it. I'm gonna die tonight.
Oh, that too. Yeah, it could go different ways.
I have a question though. In college, would you try a sip?
Yeah, no. I would try it.
No,
I think I would too. I would try it. A little, like, baby sip.
If I could, like, yeah, or like do like a little like bite or like a little finger prick to the tongue.
No.
All right, we really have to keep moving, guys.
Okay. Wait, I was going to give my quick feedback of everything. Okay, never mind.
Hurry up.
Go ahead. All I was going to say is, Kevin, you do a good job hosting.
Aw.
And I when I show up, I really don't have to think about anything. I know you're going to like handle it all.
Makes it easy.
Yes.
I do take pride in thinking ahead of time what's going to get you guys excited to talk. And I do actively think about that stuff. So thank you for noticing.
Can I give a
negative
feedback that ties to that?
Let me get my Drano.
This listener enjoys organic conversations that get to keep going rather than getting cut off to go on to a next topic, because it could be very entertaining and could be really good and flow well.
I agree. It is tough to, like, I have in my mind, I always try to keep a balance of like, all right, like, we have to at least have some theme, but like, where do you end it? Like, could we just keep rifling off? Could we do another 35 minutes on Drano Jungle Juice, or should we get back to our business strategy?
I agree. It's a tough balance, but sometimes if we're like, aw, why do you keep going?
Don't harsh my mellow right now. We're kind of rolling. I get
who is this listener?
That was Owen. Hit?
No, it's not me.
Oh, it was?
It's anonymous. No, it wasn't me.
Oh, shit. Okay, I thought that was Owen. All right. And then this dislikes were Owen always mentioning how cool the Pacific Northwest is and is not in on Sydney Sweeney.
He dislikes that about me?
No, just about everybody. That I'm personally in on Sydney Sweeney. I believe Dennis is on record as in on Sydney Sweeney, and Owen is out. Which is funny because Owen loves the Pacific Northwest, but he hates its finest product.
She's from Spokane. She's not Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, that's damn close.
No, it's 5 hours away from it. Pacific Northwest is like all of, you go up into Canada, Alaska, down to Oregon, Northern California.
What do you call her part of the country then? Let's hear.
There's a desert in between. There's mountains, desert, and then you get to Spokane.
I've driven there, but it's like,
you haven't driven to Spokane.
Yes,
it's like
another Seattle.
Yeah,
I drove to Spokane for a night. Huh. It is like a desert in between.
Yeah, it's different.
But what do you call that part of the country then?
The North.
I would say it's pretty damn Northwest when you consider America.
I do agree. Let me try to
compare this to what you guys have in Ohio.
Owen, I do agree.
I will get a good one for Ohio.
It's more like Montana than Seattle or like Utah.
So it's different culture.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It is more like Montana. Like, biggest town in near those areas, I guess. Like Montana and Coeur d'Alene.
And here, let me put it this way. It would be like saying like, oh, like you went to, this can be so niche, but like, oh, you went to Rocky River? You must have been pretty damn close to Cedar Point, but it's not that close.
That is a great thing. It's like, no, I'm not that.
Like, it's that's like, so stupid. I see.
Like the people that grew up in Sandusky, Ohio are a lot different than the people that grew up in like Cleveland suburbs of Ohio.
Good comparison, Kevin.
And the likes by this person, they like Owen hating everything. And they like Owen's technical difficulties. So, Owen, keep regressing. Just don't use your mind at all. Just keep struggling, okay?
You guys wouldn't imagine. I almost had a meltdown today. I was trying to log on to the computer, and my password, there was one button that was just stuck, and it kept going. But I couldn't tell what button it or what letter it was because it's all blocked out because you can't see. So I couldn't figure out, and none of the keys were stuck. So
I was like,
I turned it off and turned it back on. And somehow it worked.
So do you guys have any more listener feedback? Because I'm going to rifle through a bunch. Start with yours, Owen. Just rifle through it and let's see if anything...
So dislikes from this anonymous person when Dennis gets too high and gets paranoid about it.
Like, I know this person.
Not telling the audience what we're watching in advance.
Okay.
Likes
is... Because sometimes we don't know.
Yeah, I know. We literally sometimes don't know until the day of. Likes is Dennis talking about his family. Dennis and likes Dennis singing.
Oh. Maybe Dennis and I just have to get in harmony more.
Yeah.
The other good other feedback about positive things is podcasts where there's built podcasts such as Playlist Sports or Build Your Own.
I love the choose your own adventure. Really enjoys that. Build your quizzes. Own, yeah. We haven't done a quiz in a while, like a good one.
Those types of things that are a little more involved.
Is this from the same person?
And interactive.
It's multiple people. I thought you guys.
Very curious who these people are.
I have.
Because I only know two listeners in my head. So
Dennis's posts. Really liked Dennis's posts.
Just like
what post?
The post with Dennis.
Instagram. Sarah likes your post. She said, I really like Dennis's post.
Dennis, what we always post? Get funny Anonymous. Ones for you. Just
on
like
Instagram,
when...
your videos.
Oh.
That you make. The wacky ones.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Wacky.
Tim Heidecker over here.
Instead of Mr. That's all I got. Anderson, you're Mr. Wacky. All right, I got it. Dennis, do you have any more?
No.
Where's all yours, Kevin?
All right. I'm going to rifle through these slowly, so please feel free to interject. This first one came from our lone Instagram. I asked on Instagram if anybody had any feedback for the pod, and they said, how is this anonymous if you can see who it is from? I don't think they understood that we were going to read it anonymous.
I tried to explain this to this person.
Sounds like you know this person.
And she just didn't give a fuck either way.
That sounds accurate.
Okay. All right. Next piece of feedback. You say more bad things about me than good things. This person was some, this is from somebody really close to me.
I was going to say Drew for a second, but
there's somebody I bring up on this pod a lot more than that. Sometimes they use their name. Sometimes they use a more, I like a pronoun for their relationship to me. This next piece of feedback, you need more Mr. Stew. I think we can all agree on that. We just need him to get another game show first.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can't, he's going to have to pay us to get
this out. One is very specific to a member of our group. You cut off poor Owen and are quick to correct him. I think I would admit that. Yeah. We could probably do a better job of.
Who said that?
Who said poor Owen? That makes it sound like he's he's mentally handicapped or something.
Oh, that's you texted our significant others, didn't you?
No, this is other people.
You think Sarah's standing up for you? Like
I don't think she would call Kevin? Poor Owen.
I don't think she'd call me poor Owen. I was giving her too much credit there. She'd be mean about it. Which I like.
Off my husband, you fucking piece of shit.
No, she'd be mean about me.
Oh, okay.
She'd give you a dislike, maybe.
Next one. What's the guy's name that picked the awful song list? And I couldn't figure out in my mind which one it was.
Song list.
What awful song list.
I'm assuming like one of our playlists. I think the Christmas playlist or the wedding playlist.
Did they have to say about that awful?
You know what? They didn't even have the fucking time to follow up. That's all they said.
Wait, who is this person?
All right, next one.
Oh
shit. I need to know too. I like that it's anonymous though.
I personally love YouTube. All my favorite pods are on YouTube, and we can't let Dennis's ring light go to waste.
I agree with that. Yeah, my neighbor works for YouTube, and he's like, why don't you guys have a YouTube?
It's definitely the biggest platform. It'll come up in our growth conversation shortly. Okay, here's a fun one. I strongly associate the sounds of Kevin drinking soda and eating popcorn with the podcast. That one hurt a lot for me.
I don't get that, though. You're never eating popcorn here.
I know, but I think this person has lived with me in the past, and they just know that I'm a loud, obnoxious eater, chewer. Pretty much everything I do is pretty much ape-like. And this person also asked if there's anything we could do to make the audience a part of the conversation. Well, hey, here you fucking go, my friend.
Here's the microphone.
You got your 15 minutes.
Enjoy.
Oh, you're 15 quiet.
Seconds. We tried calling you and you didn't pick up.
Yeah.
Anything you can do to, this is a different person. Anything you can do to make your audience a part of the conversation. Oh, I said that already. Jesus. Another person said, I do think I would enjoy you guys doing mini recaps following the episodes or takes. So basically, if we talk extensively about something, they would like to hear how we feel about it later once the season goes on, or like,
oh, okay. If we continued watching like True Detective, like how we did.
Or if we did like a mini recap. Yeah.
That's fine. I kind of like that.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Cause if you think about True Detective, we all fucking liked the first episode.
And then we hated it by the end, or like, yeah. I love the Kanye album now, or like, yeah, stuff like that. Here's another one. This, I would wonder if you can guess who this is from. I like that you guys don't shy away from non-PC takes.
Mr. B, welcome back.
Oh, you must have read the next piece of feedback, which was love Mr. B and Mr. Stew.
Get the misters on. Bring them together.
Yeah. Oh, a Mr. B and Mr. Stew pod would be very
interesting. That's like a clash of worlds.
It would be really hard for me.
Mr. B, Mr. B in real life, he's dropping truth bombs like you wouldn't believe. Honestly, on the podcast, he's scared the government's going to get him.
I think the better solution would be to get Mr. B on Squid Game the Challenge. Now that would be
incredible. Your dad and him, Mr. B, need to link up. And your dad needs to give the secrets of how to get onto game shows.
I would love watching Mr. B on Squid Game.
That would be the best person on a game show ever.
You'd be so funny.
I always think about Mr. B on Survivor, and it would be the most entertaining thing watched in my entire life.
All of the networks are dumb because they didn't get him yet.
I know. I think problem, though, he'd be voted out like instantly. So they're like, this is good.
Who gives a shit, though? That'd be fun.
All right, I have three more. And I think this next
one. How many people listen to this podcast? I'm surprised to have this
multiple
much feedback.
22,000 downloads.
This one, I think, is like completely misguided and maybe a little bit ignorant, but it says, avoid calling women whales.
What? No, you're fucking joking, right?
It said that. It said, avoid calling women whales.
Are we constantly doing that?
Apparently, we've done it once or twice, and it rubbed some whale the wrong way.
Wait, who wrote this? Do you know who wrote it?
Of course, I texted these people.
And you just called this person a whale right now, though.
I know, but they're not. That's why I felt comfortable calling them that.
Maybe they're confused when we watch the whale.
All right, here's the next one.
It was definitely the whale episode, because we really
said whale.
We really let the fat people have
whale.
It.
All right,
a couple more.
That clashes with our other listeners.
I know, it's very
advice.
Controversial. Some people want us to be PC, but...
gets people talking, though. So.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to keep it in.
Honestly, I think the feedback is more like there's way more interesting ways to call women fat than calling them whales. Like,
ooh.
Use a different adjective.
It's too specific. Like, I just immediately dismiss it. Too specific of advice.
Yeah.
I had the rice bowl and I hated it. Never coming back.
that was really funny.
Owen must read a lot of Yelp reviews.
He worked at Yelp.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one says, retract your comment about me loving pedal bars. Huh.
All right, sorry, Sam.
All right, this next one. This is actually really helpful.
I just fucking got that. I'm like, what is a pedal bar? And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, he does seem like a guy that would like pedal bars. I don't remember ever saying that, but.
This one says, plug the Instagram more. The video segments help.
Yes.
And then the other person said, the same person said, just keep going. You all are fun. So,
Yes, queen.
All right. So there's some feedback for us. Now that we've heard it, we have, I would say, let's spend another good 10 to 15 minutes just figuring out how we're going to grow this bitch.
Does someone want to write this stuff down? That's not me.
Okay. Owen's got a sheet of paper. He's
all right,
our
Owen's
prime
got
candidate.
UConn versus
I'm out of room, though. I'm running out of room quick, so keep it tight.
I can start, because I think Dennis had great feedback. I think it's a big part of it is when we pick the content that we're going to talk about, we need to find a healthy balance between popularity and relevancy. So we can't just pick the hottest topic, because we're never going to be the first to get the hottest topic out. But yeah, we can be the most interesting person to talk about something like March Madness or college football or.
Sure. Yeah. I get that, where you're saying, like, if it's something we haven't watched yet, we don't know how the movie is going to be because we don't have any prior knowledge to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
We can hold off until that hits the, like, the masses and everyone's watching it. And we're like, oh, shit, this is good. We should do it. But if it's something that we have some knowledge on or can make it fun, don't have to speak directly about games or the things going on.
Yeah. Or like, here's my best example. Like, if Beyonce were to come out with a 10-minute music video tomorrow that the whole world is talking about for the next 2 days, we don't need to be the people that do a podcast about it.
No, like, skip.
Figure out something that's a little bit more relevant for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
And talk about that. Like, we don't need to be the hottest or the earliest take or the hottest take. We just need to be the most interesting and funny take on something. Because
that's like a flash in the pan. I was thinking of Taylor Swift too. And I'm like, should we do the new album? And I feel like there's just going to be so much noise around it. We're just going to no one's going to care about what we say. So it has to be, I almost feel like a month from now is when we do Dune 2. When it's like kind of settled down,
everyone's seen it,
and it's like, okay, here's some takes about it that aren't the same shit I've heard. Something a little different.
I think we're gonna give some. I have lots of interesting takes on Dune too. I'm ready.
I like this that we're gonna wait until everyone's seen it.
Yeah,
it gives enough time.
That's basically what you're. Yeah, you've seen it. It's the hype around, like the initial hype around it, is like a little bit lower.
Still up there, but catch the people on the
always relevant, but catch them when they're sick of hearing the other takes. Let's get them in there with our takes on Taylor Swift's weird elbows or whatever. Like,
we don't want to catch them when they're sick of other takes though, right? We're not gonna gather I think additional people.
I think we're on the same page, though. I think I just did a bad job of explaining it. Like,
no, and I agree with if Beyonce did a 10-minute video, it's like no cheap thrills. Like some of the people are like, oh, this is big, and then it's no one gives a fuck. Something else happened, and they moved on.
Yeah,
stuff that's going to have a lasting. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good. I think another good example, like a show that had a first season that's coming back. That people like True Detective situation.
Perfect. Okay.
Like that sort of, we can watch the first episode of that. Cause there's a fan base there. Like the show, The Boys. I don't know if you guys ever watched that.
I have seen a lot of it.
That's a big show that's coming back, or The Bear, or, the new Game of Thrones.
Actually, Dennis, I have a good point. So think about like Shogun. I still call it that now. I'm fucking annoying. Shogun versus True Detective. Like, one has no basis. Like, we were just reviewing the first episode of that, but like with True Detective, we were talking about the series as a whole. Like, you don't need to. Everybody's seen True Detective season one. They're curious about what the new season is going to be like. Like, for us to be the first people to talk about Shogun, nobody needs to do that.
That's good.
Do you guys still watch Shogun?
So I'm putting like no. I couldn't. It's too much reading.
No, it's like reading a fucking book.
Too much
book.
Reading. I have a headache. I want to look at my phone every once in a while. Not being able to take a break.
It is for nobody.
So basically what we have.
I love that we're all on the same page.
What we have here is being able. I put conclusive ideas, but that doesn't really make sense.
I feel like evergreen was just a good word, just like something
that meant though.
I don't think we like that word, Kevin.
I just keep getting gum whenever you say that. Like, evergreen,
I think,
gum.
So we're like the chewy. There's minty. So many evergreens out here, and I have a customer that's named Evergreen, and it's just too much.
Something that's a customer, it's a tree.
But the thing that I did hear. Like you said, if we did The Bear season two, that one seems hard to do, though. You know, does that seem like that's too fresh, too new, too many takes are going to be taken on on that one, though. Or do we not feel that way? So like, True Detective made sense because that had, like, a cult-like following.
Here's what's interesting to me. If we, like, so my first pitch on how to grow would just be get more guests. I think guests are, one, they make our podcast more interesting. They open up our podcast to a whole nother network of people. And three, like, if we not only talk about the bear returning, we also talk about cooking and being like a chef with an actual person who does that, I think that would be super interesting.
Yeah, and making like a challenge something about it.
Yes, exactly. That would be so, like, that would be multifaceted. You have, we talk about content, you talk to an actual chef, and we're doing a thing. I mean, that's obviously a shit ton of work, but like, I think that's way more interesting than us just being like,
I thought the music in the first 5 minutes was really captivating. It was. So. No, I actually don't like the music on the bear. It's too old dad rock.
I can't get into REM the show and bullshit. Yeah.
Oh, the bear second season's so good. Third season's coming out June.
Thanks. Thanks, Dennis. Sweet. I agree with the get more guests. Get more guests and be able to have them have, I like fun guests.
Yeah.
I think we need to also step out of our comfort zone and get a guest that doesn't know us.
Exactly. Like, yeah, you need a fish out of water.
Yeah. I also like the idea of having the guests not have to give like a full take on all the background on it, but just out there to shoot the shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we don't need them to come in there and talk about the content we absorbed. Let's just get them on there to answer some questions, like, related to the content, or just catch up. Like, hey, like, you're a chef. Like, what's it like being a chef? I think that's interesting.
Okay, so how can we got to figure out a schedule for this. Like, should we have a guest?
I don't think we should go 3 episodes without a guest, is my opinion.
Okay. I like that. Let's set a hard number of like, we need a guest every 3 episodes, something like that. We need a challenge every 2 episodes, or like either a trivia game or like a game or a challenge, I think is what
I like that too. Yeah.
What we should be doing each episode.
Yeah. There always has to be some kind of hook. We either have to have something really interesting to challenge us. We have to have an interesting guest, or we have to have some like really interesting content to talk about. We should never let go one of those.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So one of those 3, I guess, would be.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to have a trivia game and a guest on the same episode.
I know. Okay. Yeah. So it's like the first, doesn't 30, need to be in this 30, order, but like 30%, the first one.
60, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
A trivia or like a build your own, or is that, would
and
you say?
I love the, no, there's trivia we do. We do the choose your own adventure, I call it, or like a pick your playlist. Those are all like great, interesting things in my opinion.
Yeah. Would you say a choose your own and a trivia are the same, or those are different things?
No, because I think you would a choose your own always goes hand in hand, where it's like, hey, like everybody go watch a movie about sharks and I want to hear like what you did. Whereas like a pick your own, or no, or like a pick a playlist is like us all kind of like just getting together and drafting something.
Okay. How often should we do a choose your own, you think?
I would say there should always just like, if there's 4 weeks in a month, we should never do the same thing
every
twice a month.
Following week. Okay.
Yeah. What were your guys' thoughts on growth? So we've talked about guests, content. What about plugging, just in terms of
plugging,
marketing?
Plugging.
Plugging is hard. And I have
we just need to record a shitty, we just do a shitty commercial, all 3 of us.
Yes.
Where we're just bullshitting about it. It could even be this one right now. And you just clip it, throw it in randomly, like, hey, we're taking a break to plug our thing. Like, make sure that you're following us.
Yes.
Pick Freaks. If you like the show, please roast us or leave a nice comment below.
Yeah.
5 stars only.
Let's
something scary. Like that.
Let's get one of these recorded by the end of the month. Even if I just use this, we need to have that playing 2 times per episode.
Because it's annoying, and we could say something like, there's exclusive video, obviously video content on there, but there's a lot of things that people like, oh, I wish I saw what that was. And we could fucking throw a clip.
We should always be plugging the Instagram, the ratings, the Twit. Well, you don't really do anything on Twitter. Oh yeah, the fake Twitter. Dennis, for the record, was convinced we had a Pick Freaks Twitter.
it's getting a lot of likes too.
We do not.
It's gone great.
When I posted the one, it fucking got retweets and likes, so it got a lot more eyeballs. We should get that Vampire Weekend one on Twitter. We should also just do it on our own personal ones. Like if one person wants to just throw it up on there and.
No, I think, I do think we need to add a Twitter. We need to, let's upload our full podcast. This is going to be a lot harder work for you, Kevin. Maybe we just upload the full podcast to YouTube. And no editing.
I was going to talk about that next. Like, I think we'll always put at least an edited audio podcast on Apple, but I think just put the full raw uncut on YouTube because.
Dude, you got to cut a lot of things. That's the worst. You got our faces ourselves on there.
I'm talking about cutting the A's and or the ums and the likes, but sure. I don't want to like make it a narrative thing because it's just to have your face blend is a lot harder than have audio blend.
I agree, but Kevin, don't miss any crucial cuts.
Oh, then start taking some notes on that piece of paper on what minute you need gone.
Okay. Well,
we need a word that
we need to like right. Everyone like waves or something. Honestly, can you say a word after that?
In Riverside,
it's fucking like, cut that. We've been saying it.
Yeah.
Cut that.
It's nice really? When you edit because whenever you send your notes, I just type it into Riverside.
That is nice.
It goes right to that section because it like writes all whatever we say, transcribes.
Okay. So when we need something cut, we should all say cut that, like all of us. So that way
so much. We got to say something different. Like,
oh yeah, let's come up with a fun code word.
But then we're going to say
fuck fart or something.
No. How about Waxahachie?
No.
I like Waxahachie.
But it's so hard.
It might spell that differently every time.
That's what I'm saying. Cut that. We don't say that, but the reason we say that is because there's potential things to be cut. Like, otherwise, we're going to use the keyword too.
I just saw my new tattoo. Can we just say domino every time we want to cut something?
Okay.
We're definitely going to remember
that. I was going to say evergreen.
Oh, evergreen. Evergreen or domino? Evergreen. Domino. Okay. All right. So just a recap really quick.
And cut that.
Keep the content different, vary it with more guests, more segments, more I don't know what you call it, but more like choose your own adventure plot based episodes. Make sure we get all the content on YouTube. I will try doing it as a video. I don't know if that'll work, but at the very bare minimum, I now have it being audio going to YouTube, so I think that's a step in the right direction. And then the shameless plugging, Dennis, I think that's something we can both do on Reddit for sure. Like, if we have some relevant content, find a subreddit, at least give it a shot on there somewhere.
Yeah. I do think also posting all our clips on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, which might be a lot of work. That's why I was looking at that application. You guys made fun of me for it. But
that's more money.
Yes, it costs money.
Yeah, like $150 a month.
Oh, that's nothing.
No. Is that our numbers? I don't know how to post to YouTube. How do you post to YouTube? Isn't that like go to your spot? Do you have to create a new one?
It's honestly like a little bit of a pain.
Right. But that's the only one that it's a little.
But through the podcast editing software, the hosting service, it automatically uploads that audio with like our picture of our podcast and it so it was super simple and I think that's a step in the right direction.
Kids don't love TikTok. They like YouTube shorts.
No, they love we need to get these shorts on.
YouTube shorts are where it's at. That's all we should kids don't give a shit about TikTok. There's more millennials on TikTok than there are Gen Z and younger.
Kids love YouTube. 10% of streaming, which is doesn't sound like a ton, but it's
I thought you were saying straight man. 10% honestly, straight man.
Honestly, we should probably take all of our clips and just put them on YouTube Shorts and see if any of them hit.
Oh yeah, we should.
Just how do we do?
I have a bunch on my computer.
Yeah, I have a bunch on my phone. I think that's a big easy step.
No, how do you create?
YouTube account. Like I had to create one, so I can send you guys a link
for the Pick Freaks one.
Yeah,
sweet. Okay.
All right, we're getting a little in the weeds here, but I still think this is interesting. Any other big ideas from you guys based on feedback and numbers?
To make the show best quality, we each need to, this is going to put a lot of work on myself, which I'm going to regret later, but we each should take a week and either get to figure out a guest to bring on, or the choose your own adventure, or the trivia, or whatever. Like, that's how we kind of started it. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, this is your week.
There was a little bit more accountability on the person who picked something to make it interesting. And we do have to get that level of accountability back. Like, hey, I want to watch this, and here's why. Because I have this great challenge with it, or I have this great guest.
Yes.
I think we just have to have a little bit more accountability on each person. And it doesn't have to be that much work. Like, find somebody who you just want to talk to that will be willing to come on the pod, figure out what content we can talk about related to them, you know?
We need to put like a, I need to have something that has like a, like just a quick shot or like a pie chart or something to say, like, does it fit all of our like needs for an actual thing?
Or how about we put a call to action out here right now? If you are a listener to this pod, one of our 4,700 weekly listeners, and you want to come on the pod and you're willing to come on the pod to talk about something respective that you are interested in or are a subject matter expert on, message us at PickFreaks on Instagram and let us know, because we would be more than willing to have you on. Pitch us on something. Or don't, that sounds like too much work. Just say, hey, we're willing to come on. I'll do the work to figure out
the piece of media that relates to you.
All you have to do is just send us a picture of your feet and it'll catch our attention.
That's all we need, and we won't ever talk to you again, okay?
In summary, everybody listening, send us a picture of your feet.
Oh, God, it's going to be so many feet.
470,000.
No, it'll be 2 feet from one person.
Yeah, one photo of 2 feet.
Exactly. That's double the amount of feet I expected. All right. Anything else pressing? I think we have a good plan for growth in the next, however long this pod lasts before Dennis burns out.
I'm good. It's the Sunday nights. I can't do Sunday
nights. The Sunday nights were a bad
stretch. Sunday nights are, terrible.
I'm good on Thursdays.
And Thursdays
Thursdays and Fridays.
When we miss a Thursday and we have to go in the weekend, it's too hard to get back onto something the next Thursday. It's a lot.
Wednesdays and Thursdays. Thursdays predominantly.
Shoot for those. And then if we can't, we gotta be okay with one of us sometimes not making it, and we have to pull an audible.
We can always find
get a guest, get George on, get someone on. It doesn't matter who it is.
Who's other than George? Who's number 5 on the roster?
I think Mr.
Stu.
Yeah, Mr. B. Stu. It's good. Yeah, what are those?
Mr. B was never a full episode though.
All right. Well, yeah, we can always dig into the people who have came on before. I would love to have Mr. B on again.
Yeah,
I would too.
I want to record Mr. B without him knowing to get his real thoughts on things. Just play it and make him answer to it.
Yeah. It's going to be tough for me to get guests. I've asked people. No one seems...
You got
to
get out of your comfort zone, man.
Yeah, you got to get out.
What are you doing with this real estate... Let's get a real estate person.
Dennis got his fucking brother on. Can you imagine how awkward that was for him?
I tried getting my brother on. He said no. So I don't know what to tell you
about that.
Hey, it's hard to get people that actually want to do it.
There's a great fucking quote out there. It says,
there's no try. There's no do.